I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time since Israeli airstrikes killed seven humanitarian aid workers distributing food in Gaza, President Biden spoke to Israel's prime minister. That call just wrapping up. The president publicly expressed outrage over the deaths this week. ABC's Karen Travers says the White House has not provided a readout yet of that call.
The president's under increasing pressure to have something change with what Israel is doing in Gaza. And this phone call today gives the president that opportunity to present that message to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
In Ukraine, President Zelensky says Russia carried out fresh attacks today in Kharkiv, killing four people and injuring a dozen others. Days after the major earthquake in Taiwan, the search continues for people trapped in partially collapsed buildings. At least 10 people died in the worst earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. And major rain and heavy snow hitting the northeast after a classic nor'easter, power also being restored to thousands. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tuesday's primary election results could be a concern for the presidential candidates. President Biden and Donald Trump won in landslides, but more than 47,000 Democrats voted uninstructed, and 120,000 Republicans voted for someone other than Trump. Wisconsin will be a decisive state in November. Biden carried the state by less than 1% in 2020. Donald Trump is calling migrants animals and other disparaging names again, most recently on the campaign trail in Green Bay Tuesday.
Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
Trump also calls the influx of migrants at the border a bloodbath. The Biden campaign says Trump is embracing political violence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced it is welcoming Heidi Huber, APNP, to its primary care team. Huber is experienced in family medicine and oncology with a specialty in gerontology. She will be working collaboratively with Dr. Andrew Wright to provide holistic care to his adult patients. Originally from Richland County, Huber says she is eager to move back to the area. Patients interested in meeting with Huber can call the hospital to schedule an appointment at 608-647-6321. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services submitted its plan for the annual share of $750 million of opioid settlement funds to the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance. As a result of settlements reached by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Wisconsin will receive $36 million this year that will be used to prevent opioid use disorder while continuing and strengthening successful efforts for harm reduction, treatment, and recovery. And that's what you need to know.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Bucks lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 111-101. The Bucks now 29-9 at Fiserv Forum this year. Doc Rivers says he became increasingly concerned about Giannis Antetokounmpo's sore hamstring injury as the game wore on.
It was just visible what you saw. And, you know, I'm protective in that way for right now. Unless we have, what, 8 games, 7 games, we want to be right and healthy.
Baseball, the Brewers have today off after losing to the Twins yesterday, 7-3. It was the first game in nearly 3 years for starting pitcher Joe Ross following two Tommy John surgeries. Pat Murphy.
Joe will tell you he didn't throw his best, but he competed. I loved what I saw because to go out there and he hadn't started a baseball game in Major League since 2021, to get back on the hill and compete against a good ball club, the Minnesota Twins, they hit in the clutch and they took 7 walks, which is unacceptable on our part.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you.
Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon as we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies. Winds continue to be a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they'll ease by tomorrow. And guess what? The sunshine makes a return then. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the Home World Headquarters, high atop State Street, block off the Capitol Square in Madison. Glad to be along with you in hour number two. Joining me here at the desk from the Dreyfus Center at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. He is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, a Wisconsin dude like myself from River Falls and a graduate of UW-Eau Claire. And we are here at the campus. Trigvi Olson. Trigvi, it's been a great first hour, and looking forward to hour number two here.
Yeah, it was really good. We learned some important stuff about UW-Stevens Point. We did get one other person texted us. So Stevens Point, interestingly enough, the university here, has the largest representation of any UW system school of local students from the area.
That's great. Good little nuggets from our crack staff here.
Crack staff.
Or crack
fans. Or actually fans and listeners, actually.
Yeah.
Who hopefully will join us at Goose tonight.
Goose tonight in downtown Stevens Point. Stop by 6 until 7:30. We'll buy your first beverage, either a beer or a soda. We'll order some cheese curds and talk about what makes Wisconsin great, Trigvi.
Yeah, and if you're from Stevens Point, you should definitely show up. But I think if you're in Wausau or Rapids or anywhere in between, you should be coming. Plover, where we stayed in a nice hotel last night, rather than the shady place that I originally reserved for.
I was so scared.
And I don't have hotel rooms
for us tonight. I didn't know if you're going to use the word shady.
There are no rooms. There are no rooms in the inn in Green Bay because now I'm paranoid. So I don't know.
Really?
There's
a Hampton Inn like a block from our station.
You know what? There's also a Radisson with the casino, the Oneida Casino.
I'm going to have to get trivia on the casino. No, I haven't played craps.
I'm really good at craps.
As long as I'm using your money.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, you brought up Wisconsin Rapids, interestingly enough, the beautiful burg of Wisconsin Rapids here. And joining us this hour, our very own from Civic Media, Melissa Kay. Great to have her along here in this half hour. And she is the news director for WFHR, WIRI, easy for Todd to say, and the morning show co-host as well, joining us via StreamYard from Wisconsin Rapids, Melissa Kay. Melissa, thank you for making time with us. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm glad you guys asked me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. And of course, Civic Media doesn't have a station in Stevens Point proper, but the WFHR signal, 1320 AM on your dial, and also 97.5 FM. It reaches into the Stevens Point area here. And I know you guys cover a lot of the news from this part of the state as well.
Yes, we do. We cover Wisconsin Rapids News, Stevens Point News, Plover, Portage County, Wood County, Marathon County is kind of my news region, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Brittany Merlot is in the Wausau area, and her and I work together quite a bit now and then. But yeah, I have friends in Stevens Point. It's a beautiful city, yeah. And I enjoy being able to report on the local happenings. And that the college there is a wonderful news source. They have a lot of exciting events going on often.
So, Melissa, tell us a little bit about how you first got into radio, and then how long have you been with WFHR?
Well, how I got into radio is I was finishing up my business management degree through the technical college out of La Crosse, actually. Mm-hmm. I moved to Wisconsin Rapids in, I want to say, 2021, and when I finished my degree, I needed a job. Mm-hmm. And so I answered a newspaper ad.
Really? That's old school, right?
Yeah, old school. They were looking for someone to run the news department with WFHR at that time. We weren't owned by Civic at that time.
Right.
And I got the job and then started co-hosting as well now and then. And then it got bumped up and up. And now I'm usually at least 3 mornings a week. This week it was 4. Would have been 5 except for the election coverage on Tuesday night. Went very late.
Yes, it did. Any big races that folks across Wisconsin might find interesting? Of course, a lot of school referendums across the state of Wisconsin. Anything in particular in central Wisconsin that you think that other people might find interesting?
Well, as far as school referendums go, the Stevens Point school referendum passed with a decent margin of votes for it. There were, you know, of course, there's many against, but the Port Edwards School District, which is nearby Wisconsin Rapids, also passed. We had a mayor race in Wisconsin Rapids that was won by Matt Zacher. Nakusa mayor, the incumbent, won. And then there was a bit of an upset in Wausau where the incumbent mayor did not win.
Yeah, I know you're part of the news department, so I know you don't do a lot of opinion part of that, and we'll respect that certainly on the show. But if you look at, in particular, the school referendums, it's something that Trigby and I have found. We talked to Eau Claire Superintendent Mike Johnson yesterday, and it just feels like, Melissa, get your opinion as just someone who covers this, that Wisconsinites, by and large, of course, many didn't pass across Wisconsin, but a lot of these school referendums passed, and it feels like to us, at least, as we listen to people across the state on this What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, that people are willing to invest in the local schools because for many places, coming from Richland Center, I understand this, for many places, our local schools are the heart of our community.
They really are. And if you spend any time with teachers in Wisconsin, if you spend any time in our schools, you know that they need the money. Teachers are putting their own money into their classrooms to provide supplies for students. We have supply drives in almost every community I've ever lived in. They have a stuff the bus type of school drive because kids don't have the necessary supplies that they need to be successful in schools. And if teachers are having to put their own money in, and we have students... Adams County is just, you know, nearby here. We also extend into that a little bit, too, with our... That's the poorest county in the state. And a lot of our students in Wisconsin Rapids are on free and reduced lunch, which means their families qualify for, you know, they're living below the poverty level. They can't afford the supplies. We're not getting the funding that's needed from the states. Prior to working this job, I actually worked in a school in Toma. I was the administrative assistant there for 6 years. So I know firsthand and know many teachers who they put their heart and souls into that job. Nobody's in it for the money, but they need to have enough to supply their classrooms and have what they need to be able to teach the students. And the people know that.
We're talking with Melissa Kay. She is our news director at WFHR, locally grown radio, AM 1320 and 97.5 FM. Trigby, we've seen this across the state, and kind of the point that Melissa here is making, you and I have seen this places. I mean, you're from a rural place by and large, so am I. Talking about Toma,
you know, I mean, these are places that are struggling already. And if we just had the proper funding from the legislature, but even still, people are willing to tax themselves to invest in their schools.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so yesterday, you know this, one of our fans who wasn't on the air when Mike was there is on the school board in Eau Claire. And he and I got talking afterwards because I have a good friend who's on the school board in my hometown of River Falls. And a big part of it is, you know, back in 93, when Governor Thompson was working together with Democrats to solve what was a real problem, which is school boards were raising the levy nonstop. They mm-hmm. just decided that the state would provide 2/3 of the revenue and they would put caps on. You know, the idea was that that was not going to be, we're going to set caps and then they'll never be adjusted, mm-hmm. right? But as you and I were talking about, 1993 is 31 years ago and they haven't been adjusted. So places like my hometown of River Falls or a place like Eau Claire where they were talking about Uniroyal left, mm-hmm. you know, they were being responsible. They have lower caps. And now my hometown has become a suburb of the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
And at some point, we need politicians who are focusing on solving problems rather than winning ideological battles. And quite frankly, I think both parties deserve a little bit of prodding here. You know, there's a $4 billion surplus in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Tony Evers needs to pick up the phone and call Robin Voss and say, how do we use that to honor the commitments that were made, and how do we adjust these? There's deals to be had if we had some leadership and some cheerleading.
That's just it. Cheerleading. And you know, the person that does this is going to be a hero.
I mean, for sure.
Melissa's reporting here. I mean, people are willing to pass these referendums.
Absolutely.
And I think what Melissa's doing in our team at WFHR and all the local stations and the vision of civic media, the more we have reporters like Melissa staying up and anchors staying up at night and covering this and bringing people the facts, and that is what's so important, because we've seen across America, if you've seen, we have communities where the local news isn't being reported.
Correct. And most people in the school districts, in districts across the state, understand that in Toma or Wisconsin Rapids or here where we are in Stevens Point, you know, the local schools are the hub, they're the glue of the communities, mm-hmm. but they're also what provide the people who come to places like Stevens Point and become the DNR agents or the teachers or the doctors. You know, we heard about the pre-med students at Eau Claire that Mayo mm-hmm. can't get enough of them. They're providing mm-hmm. doctors across the state, right? That all starts with our public schools. And the reality is somebody needs to go out and say, listen, we don't wear red or blue when it comes to our schools. We wear green, gold, and blaze orange like we do at Lambeau Field. Mm. We all agree that we have to do that.
We all get along, as it turns
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Melissa, I want to turn to you. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break here, but just want to start off. What other hot news topics, what things do you find are important on the minds of people in central Wisconsin, around Stevens Point, around Wisconsin Rapids, and the greater area?
Well, one of the things that has been coming up more and more, as I'm sure you're both aware, are some of the divisive politics that are happening on our local boards. And that these are not supposed to be partisan boards. These mm-hmm. are supposed to be nonpartisan, but we see more and more money coming in on our school boards. People are worried when they see somebody's running for a local school board and they're endorsed by Moms for Liberty. Yeah. They don't, you yeah. know, that's concerning. And mm-hmm. the message that they're putting out doesn't have any factual information behind it besides, let's rail against testing scores. Our testing scores are down. But people don't understand what those testing scores mean. Right. Case in point with that, in Port Edwards, they had a 50% turnout.
Wow.
For their board.
Hang on to that. We'll talk about outside money in local areas with Melissa Kay from WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Trigvi Olson, I'm Todd. We're at Stevens Point. Stay tuned.
News from the center, WRCE. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Running on grounds we struggle to stand. Nightfall came quickly, it darkened the land. No soil for planting, strong roots need a home. Like what we long for when we're all alone.
Welcome Wisconsin back to the Tom and Ball Show. I didn't know how long to wait. I was waiting.
That's fair.
I'm like, where's the chorus? I'm like, how long do I wait?
It's Wisconsin Water by Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, a Stevens Point band.
Really?
I thought that's who it was.
You know them, Melissa?
Horseshoes and Hand Grenades? Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, look at that. Mr. Zommers, you know, always ahead of the game on me. So this is why you have a young producer, you understand?
Listeners across the state need to understand that that's double A-R-O-N-Z-O. M squared E-R-S Zommers. Controlling the board. Digging deep. This is deep tracks.
It is.
Can we get some Pat McCurdy maybe on the next break, you know?
Sure. Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, has been working on branding for Mr. Zommers all week on the road.
Mr. Zommers is a rock star.
He is. Also a rock star, Melissa Kay from WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids on AM 1320 and 97.5 FM, the station, the civic media station covering Stevens Point, where we are today at the Dreyfus Center at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Melissa, thanks for joining us from Wisconsin Rapids. We appreciate it so much. Before the break, you were talking about the disturbing, one of the things that you find in central Wisconsin, people are disturbed by this national outside money coming into local races. You said that Moms for Liberty came in and put money into a local school board race?
They have. They've been doing it. They had a table set up at the state fair in Marshfield. To hand out information.
They're doing that all over the state. They're really? Running slates of candidates. In fact, that's how my buddy ended up back on the school board. He got a call from somebody and said, we need you to run. And honestly, that's the way you confront it, right? Yeah. The way you confront these outside groups coming in is people within the community saying, you know what, we got to go out and recruit people who are anchors of this community to get back involved.
Mm-hmm. And who care about education.
Mm-hmm. And in that particular case, it's... They're busy wanting to ban To Kill a Mockingbird, which are you serious? Like with all the issues that we have in the school district, you're focusing on that?
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Melissa, you mentioned the other big race from election night in central Wisconsin. I know you cover a Wausau area as well, and Chad Holmes up there in Bull Falls Radio does a great job. I know Mayor Rosenberg, Katie Rosenberg, has been on Chad's show frequently. I'm not sure, he's probably been on with you and James as well at WFHR. She was on with me as well a couple of times. I found I was surprised that she lost, but then after you read what happened, speaking of outside money, tell folks what happened up there in your reporting.
Well, I'm not 100% involved with that because Brittany was covering those races up in Wausau. Mm-hmm. But it's if you've met Katie Rosenberg, she's an amazing person. She's personable. Mm-hmm. She makes the effort to go out and be involved. Everything that I've ever gone to politically or, you know, with different people coming in to visit in Wausau, Katie's there. You know, she and having a conversation with her, she's knowledgeable. She knows what's happening. She spearheaded the efforts to put the first PFAS water treatment plant in the state in Wausau, right. You know, with the efforts to. And then we have somebody else coming in going, oh, well, your taxes are high on water. I'm going to fix that.
Yeah. Trivia, you talked about this. Yeah, you talked about this before. I mean, to Melissa's point, I mean, I saw some of the, just dirty politicking, in my opinion, calling, you know, outside money doing mailers that called the mayor, quote unquote, crazy Katie and all this stuff. And then the water bills came. And to Melissa's point, here's a mayor who's actually trying to work in a bipartisan way to fix a problem that she didn't create. And they pin it on her and she loses.
Yeah, I mean, so the operative in me, says, you know what, some of this is on the Democrats, because they don't have a lot of candidates, and I know of her a little bit, but only through her being on Civic. But they don't have a lot of elected officials north of Highway 8. I guess Wausau's actually south of Highway 8, but in northern and central Wisconsin. And outside money like that coming in, you got to be prepared for that. And in particular, you got to be prepared for that when you have a rising star who can help change that dynamic. Because the truth of the matter is, you know, change from one party to another in regions usually is about politicians getting elected who change the circumstances. Mm-hmm. I mean, Democrats had controlled, you and I were in the state legislature, Dale was your old boss, Dale Schultz, was part of this. You know, when Tommy came in, Democrats had controlled the House and the Senate for over 20 years, both of them.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I'm going to elect people who are going to be backing Tommy, right? You got to protect them. Yeah. You have to know that we're in an environment where and this might sound ironic given that I work for a national outside group that plays in Wisconsin, but I think my roots in Wisconsin are pretty ensconced, pretty deep. But you have to be prepared for that because it's going to happen, even in local races.
And it's going to continue.
And you need to have your ducks in a row that if that happens, that you can come in and punch back.
One of Dale Schultz's three rules of politics. One, remember who your friends are. Two, keep your ducks in a row. And three, raise more money.
Yeah, and I think hope for the best and plan for the worst. And it seems that, you know, they got caught
their pants down.
Pants down.
Politically speaking.
I didn't know if I could say that on there. I have to be so careful, you know.
He's used to doing podcasts.
I'm used to doing podcasts where I can talk like I'm on a hockey rink.
Well, Melissa, a couple of minutes left from WFHR. You also host a morning show there with James. Tell us a couple of things you're talking about right now on the morning show.
You know, we talk about so many different things on our morning show. We try to keep it light and relatable. Things that are happening, you know, this morning we talked about the avian flu that is infecting cows and how that is translating to Wisconsin, because cows are being, you know, moved from Texas up here to Midwest states. And, you know, local things that come out. We have callers that come, like, the one thing I love about local radio is when callers just call up during the show and say, hey, just to let all your listeners know, there's no bingo tonight.
I love that, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah. No, then you're exactly right. That's why we named this What Makes Wisconsin Great, Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour. Because you're right. It's not always the national stuff. More often it's people like you and James and Philney and Richland Center and Chad Holmes and Wausau, and I could go on that are bringing people the local stuff. Because for people in Rapids, knowing if bingo is on or not, that's much more important than some national policy being discussed in D.C.
That's right. No, and we have such a great time. You know, it also gets
to how people in Wisconsin genuinely care about each other. Like, I wouldn't want somebody showing up at bingo. How do I spread the word? Right? Like that is central, you know, and the beer and cheese curds kind of get into that too.
Yeah.
Think about how many important conversations in Wisconsin start in a bar over beer and cheese curds.
Wow. Hey, I found a great voice for a commercial in the bar one night.
Did you really?
I did, and that's up for a WBA award.
Well, I was going to say to round things off here, I know you and James and a lot of WFHR is, Or Seth, and yeah, all you people up there are doing such a great job. You've received the most nominations for Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards of anybody in civic media. I just want to say a shout out and congrats to you guys, because you may be a smaller station like my home station, RCO, but you guys produce great content to radio. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Todd. It's great to talk with you today.
Always great to have you. Melissa Kay, our news director at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you. Trigby and I come back with more and your phone calls as well from Stevens Point on the Todd Humble Show.
My body, it turns dark as the cold.
Tune in Thursday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley, New Marquette University Law School polling Charles Franklin. Tune in.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly 3,000 students in Wisconsin will get advanced manufacturing training for high-demand jobs with grants from the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. 17 school districts will train students for careers like robotics, 3D printing, and drones. The $500,000 in state grants will reimburse schools for costs. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme that they've basically defunded this constitutional office at the detriment of Wisconsin.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for things like international business and adoptions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Rock blasting operations along the west side of Wisconsin 130 north of the river is scheduled to start this week, tentatively tomorrow, but may be pushed to Thursday or Friday depending on weather. Blasting is necessary to fracture the rock in order for it to be excavated down to final roadway and ditch limits, and the material will be hauled to Long Island to complete roadway fill. The contractor will be conducting the blast in small, safe increments to minimize vibrations and fly rock as much as possible. Both directions of traffic on Wisconsin 130 will be stopped by flaggers for approximately 15 minutes for each individual blast. Currently, officials are anticipating one or two blasts, traffic stops daily for 5 to 7 consecutive working days, again dependent on weather and other field conditions. As a safety precaution, Brace Memorial Park will be closed continuously on weekdays and nights once blasting operations start. The park will be reopened for the weekend when blasting work is not occurring. For safety reasons, spectators will not be allowed near the work zone. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something old that's new to watch, here's one of Pete's retro picks. Check out The Larry Sanders Show from the early 90s. The late Gary Shandling plays the title character, who hosts a Tonight Show-esque late-night talk show. It's a realistic and hilariously funny look behind the scenes that captures the chaos of a nightly talker. The show also stars Rip Torn and Jeffrey Tambor, and you can find it on HBO. During Disney's annual shareholder meeting, CEO Bob Iger shot down the idea that NBC Universal's Epic Universe will steal visitors from Disney's turf in Orlando, Florida. Iger also said Disney is entertaining the idea of a new Avatar area of Disneyland. I know what you're thinking, and yes, you might have to wait in line for well over an hour to see the Avatar attraction, but that is still a fraction of the time we spent sitting in theaters watching the actual movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon as we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies. Winds continue to be a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they'll ease by tomorrow. And guess what? The sunshine makes a return then. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Meyer on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
I like my wife, she's okay. And for my kids, I'm thankful almost every day. I like my family, it's so dear to me. But I love the Green Bay Packers. I like my job.
Welcome back to the Tonto Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are on location at the Dreyfus Center here at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Many thanks to Melissa Kay from WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, for joining us, doing a great team, the entire team in the Civic Media Radio Network at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Nicely done, Mr. Zommers. What did you dial up there?
I love the Green Bay Packers by Pat McCurdy.
Oh, yep, there's one of my favorite requested songs. You requested some Pat
McCurdy. I like
McCurdy.
To have a few beers now and then.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, joins us here on location all week for our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour across the great state of Wisconsin. Being here in Wisconsin Rapids, or being here in Stevens Point, wish we were Rapids right now, but Stevens Point is a great place as well. And one of the great things here is the food across Wisconsin. Of course, I've been sipping on some Point Premium Black Cherry Cream Soda, brewed right here, made right here in Stevens Point. Really some great local stuff. And also,
you know what I'm going to sip on tonight?
What?
A little Point beer.
Trivia's gonna have some Point beer. If you're in the Stevens Point area, Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, any place in central Wisconsin, and you want to take a drive, come on down to Goose Bar tonight. Going to Goose. Goose Bar in Stevens Point. Trigby and I'll be there. We'll buy you your first round of beer or soda, and some cheese curds as well. Just an opportunity to meet folks and to talk about what makes Wisconsin great, be it the Green Bay Packers or some hockey here at UW Stevens Point or whatever.
Point beer. Not just for breakfast anymore.
Also, I have, and they sell here in the Student Center, the Dreyfus Center at Stevens Point, Racine Danish Kringle. Look at this. We got cheesecake. We got raspberry cheesecake.
Well, mini Trigby's Kringles.
Little mini Kringles. That's right. Trigby says he's fasting or on a diet. You look fantastic, by the way. You're training. You're doing great.
You know why?
Why?
Because I have this goal of playing hockey into my 70s.
Yeah.
And when I was doing powerlifting, my knees and hips just could not take trying to build a lot of muscle. And wow. Seriously, like, why would I want to be? I don't need to deadlift the gym. I just need to be able to go out and beat up on those kids who are half my age. I had one of them say I was playing in this hockey game, and this kid. Yep. Says to me, "How old are you?" I said, 56, almost 57. He's like, "Oh my God, you're older than my dad." And then the other kid who was playing on my line said, "You're older than both of us put together." And all I could think, I didn't want to be like Derek Van Orten, get off my lawn.
Right.
But I wanted to say to him, "You knuckleheads are going to pay for my Social Security, seriously."
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be in a world. You don't want to be one of the Derek Van Odd ones of the world.
Well, as long as you bring that up, let's go there.
Get off my lawn.
We are in Stevens Point, which is technically part of the 3rd Congressional District. And you say, well, I thought it only went along the Mississippi River. Well, you're right. It does. But it kind of has this little tail that goes into central Wisconsin and touches over here in Stevens Point. We talked about the 8th Congressional District race in Wisconsin here at Trigby. Dr. Kristen Kirsten Lyerly announces today that she will run as a Democrat in what is now going to be an open seat. But right here in the 3rd Congressional District, we have, as you call him, Derek Van Odwin. I like to call him Do-Nothing Derek because he's really done nothing in his time out
there. Didn't even vote for the Speaker of the House.
No.
Didn't even, yeah.
took a powder.
A
took a powder.
Mission to...
His own little mission. Let's talk about that for a second because I don't think it gets enough coverage, quite frankly. Here's a guy that during we couldn't elect a Speaker of the House, he decides to go off on his own little trip to Israel. Yeah. And find this was you've gone on all kinds of international trips, particularly with John McCain and Joe Biden when Biden was a U.S. senator. There is a particular way that when members of Congress go on official visits that is put together. And you don't just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to do this. And again, I think that Van Orden was abdicating his responsibility to his constituents, missed a bunch of votes. And he did this all to be a tough man. I don't know.
Including the most important vote he takes.
Yeah.
I guess it's like this, Todd. As you know, I like to come on your show on Wednesdays. It's not really part of my official duties.
Right.
But, you know, I like to do it. But I can't let it interfere with my day job. Right? As much as I like doing it. Derek Van Odwin seems to be the guy who just does what he wants to, but he's not doing his day job for the people of Western Wisconsin. Or the people of Stevens Point, for that matter.
And we've talked about this on this show before, but here's a guy, Derek Van Orden, who, and he doesn't deny any of this, by the way.
No.
He got caught by TSA in Iowa trying to carry a gun onto a plane.
Used campaign funds to fly out to be at the Capitol on January 6th.
Was at the Capitol on January 6th and took a picture of it, put it on Facebook, admits it, claims he did not go in the Capitol. We don't know whether he did or didn't, actually.
He's apparently not going in the Capitol when he's supposed to vote for the Speaker.
Right. He decides to yell at a teenager in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, in his district in Crawford County because they were celebrating gay pride and there were LGBTQ support. Of books displayed in the library, and he berates and verbally assaults a teenager librarian because he's upset with this. Then, most recently, last year, he had a few, by his own admission, in his congressional office, and around midnight was taking people through the rotunda. The U.S. Senate was still in session, and the pages, as you know, Trigvy, pages, young teenage pages, this is a big deal for them. They get sponsored, they go out to D.C., and on their last couple of days, they're allowed to take pictures of the rotunda as a memory. And a couple of them were laying down on their backs, as many people do in both the state capitol and the U.S. capitol, to get a picture, and Derek Van Orden.
You ever done that yourself?
Yeah, several times.
So have I.
Both capitals, as a matter of fact. And Derek Van Orden comes along and literally... when I say the word verbal abuse, I mean, he admits using the F-bomb, using the S-word for crap. Other words we can't say under FCC rules on broadcast radio. And he berates these teenagers for taking pictures in the Capitol. I mean, how you can have someone who's verbally abusing teenagers and still supporting this guy. And here's the real danger, in my opinion, is that now he's coming back to Wisconsin and he's putting on his baseball cap and his flannel shirt and drives around this golden retriever to Quick Trip, taking pictures and trying to act like a regular guy. Like I'm just a little old retired grandpa here, a former Navy SEAL. I'm just as Rush Limbaugh used to say, I'm just a harmless fuzzball. Well, that's not the case. Derek Van Orden is a schmuck. He's a fraud. And he's a dangerous individual, and I hope people in Stevens Point and throughout the 3rd Congressional District will vote him out of office and protect democracy.
Yeah, well, honestly, I just think at the end of the day, the people of the 3rd District need to recognize the guy is embarrassing him. People in the 3rd Congressional District, as we have seen since we've been traveling through it, good, hardworking, nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly this guy isn't. All he ever does is runs around and talks about, I was a Navy SEAL. Okay, good for you. But I'll tell you what, if I learned one thing from John McCain, who knows a little bit about herodom, real heroes don't spend much time talking about what heroes they were. I mean, John McCain, I had the opportunity at one point when I was working on John McCain's presidential campaign to hang out with McCain and a bunch of his buddies who he's in the Hanoi Hilton with, including Bud Day, who I believe won the Congressional Medal of Honor. I never heard him once say, hey, I'm a hero.
Yeah.
Right? They understood that there were a lot of heroes. They knew a lot of heroes.
Yeah.
But they didn't spend all their time talking about it.
And as you've said before, when John McCain ran as a Republican, when John Kerry ran as a Democrat, what you see usually with people who run for federal office who really are heroes, who really did do great service, is people who served with them in active duty standing on the podium endorsing them. We've never seen that with Derek Van Orden. Where are the former Navy SEALs that served with Van Orden endorsing him, telling us what a great guy he was to serve with? You never see that.
No, and I mean, again, there's something a little bit odd to me about that. I don't know. I can't speak for Derek Van Orden, but, John McCain, interestingly enough, he was happiest when he was with those guys that he was in the Hanoi Hilton with. And strangely enough, they like to go to Vietnamese restaurants. I'm not
really
sure why that was. Yeah. Nam Viet in Arlington, Virginia was like a favorite of theirs. Really? But they like to hang out. And, think about that experience that they were having. Like, I don't think you could have a more traumatic experience than what they had in the Hanoi Hilton.
No.
And McCain couldn't comb his own hair because his shoulder's been dislocated so many times. But they like to be together. They like,
I guess one of the reasons to trigger me that we've kept really hard politics out of this tour so far, but I think it just got to me today, being here in Stevens Point, in the 3rd Congressional District, and seeing all these great folks. We spent most of this tour in the 3rd Congressional District, and seeing all these wonderful people. I had somebody text in, actually one of my cousins texted in and said, "Hey Todd, talk about what makes Wisconsin great: volunteers. All the people that volunteer, whether it's our EMS people." Remember, a lot of people that are our EMS first responders in rural Wisconsin, they don't get paid, or they get paid some little stipend. Right. And it's the volunteers, and you have all these people sacrificing, and their congressman in the United States Congress betrays that.
Yeah, I mean, guys who volunteer for the fire department, I mean, like that, again, it's goodness of people that is why Wisconsin and the communities are so special, and why, we had a guest on earlier who talked about she was from another part of the country and that it's different.
Yeah.
If you've had the opportunity, and it's the reason why when I say to you, the hour every Wednesday from 1 to 2, I look forward to, because it's connecting with back home and those people, whether it's people who are calling into our show, or the people who are going to come to Goose tonight, or the people who were at Dooley's last night, or the chancellor at Eau Claire, who, Jim Schmidt, all these people, they care about Wisconsin. And quite frankly, both parties deserve a little bit of a love tap on this. We need people who are cheerleading.
Yes.
I mean, how could you not be excited about the University of Wisconsin and the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire when you heard Jim Schmidt speak? How could you not?
It's hard. It's absolutely hard.
And it inspiring.
Yeah.
And Mike Johnson.
Yeah. They're all great guys, great people. We're gonna come back, and I want to spend a little bit of time as well talking about the guy that this facility is named after, Lee Sherman Dreyfus, the 40th governor of the state of Wisconsin, because he was a guy that was a cheerleader. He was a guy that inspired people. He was a guy that got things done. If you'd like to join Trigvy and I on this last segment, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you on a little bit of a, we'll call it open line Thursday here, last few minutes here. But Lee Sherman Dreyfus was a guy who was the chancellor here at Stevens Point. And, I was reading a little bit back on his history, and I guess I had forgotten that. That a life-changing event for Dreyfus came in 1975 when he traveled to China as a representative of American colleges and universities and became convinced of the danger of a one-party system. He said, quote, "The trip convinced me that a one-party system, whether it's Marxist or capital system or military system, is not in the best interest of the people," he said. Of course, he ended up beating Bob Caston, who was the preferred Republican candidate in that race for governor at the time.
And beat Marty.
Yeah, and beat Martin Schreiber.
Yeah, he did. And, the thing is, people didn't give Dreyfus. It was a complete grassroots insurrection. But Wisconsin is known for that. Yeah. I mean, Wisconsinites tend to rise up and demand common sense. I think to a degree, Lee Dreyfus laid the foundation for what Tommy pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a whole history of that. And quite honestly, people forget, in 75, 76, when he ran, Democrats had controlled the state legislature for extensive periods of time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it wasn't until Tommy came in that it changed. I don't think Tommy Thompson wins in 86 if Dreyfus doesn't win in 76.
No, I totally agree with that.
You want to know the other thing I think about Dreyfus? My parents knew Dreyfus well, and, mm-hmm. and we went down for his inauguration when I was a small kid. I was maybe, I don't know, I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. And then later when he was governor, we were down there, and we went to see him, and he asked me if I wanted to sit in the governor's chair. And you know what I remember about the governor's chair? What? It itched.
Really?
Yeah. It's the most uncomfortable chair to this day that I've ever sat in. Maybe until I got in this one. I'm not quite sure. All these people who think the colleges are spending too much money on the kids ought to come here and sit at the chairs in Stevens Point.
Lee Sherman Dreyfus once said, we'll come back. We'll tell you what Lee Sherman Dreyfus said on the other side. We're live from the Dreyfus Center in UW Stevens Point on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. He's Trigby. I'm Todd. Back with more on the All Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Maybe.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live at the Dreyfus Center at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, joined by the smart aleck of Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. I'm Todd Allball. Zommer's back at the world headquarters. We're here at Stevens Point. We're talking a little bit about the former governor, Lee Sherman Dreyfus, a Republican, but by today's standard to be called a moderate. Dreyfus said this during his gubernatorial campaign. He said the role of government should be limited to three things: defending our shores, delivering the mail, and staying the hell out of our lives.
Amen.
I like that. Another member, well, there's other things he was memorable for, but you know, he was a fiscal conservative in a lot of ways, Trigby. And a couple of his policies that way, unemployment went up. I think that's part of the reason he didn't run for governor. But I also think that it's not known enough what he did from a social standpoint. He was a social moderate, and he signed into law here in Wisconsin as a Republican governor. Lee Sherman Dreyfus signed the first law that upheld LGBTQ rights and made it illegal to discriminate against gay people for a job or to deny them rental or housing.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, that's the kind of person he was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, he said, here's the quote, when Dreyfus signed the gay rights bill into law, he said, quote, "There are some questions the government has no business asking."
100%. I mean, that's part of the problem. We have too many people that want to stick their noses in other people's business. Just get your own.
But look, stuff look how far the Republican Party has gone downhill since Lee Sherman Dreyfus saying that there are some things government has no business asking or getting into our lives and supporting LGBTQ rights. Now fast forward to today's Republican Party leadership in Wisconsin.
Derek Van Orten. The example you just gave with Derek Van Orten.
Yeah, I mean, now we have Derek Van Orten, who is a Trumper, and you know,
and maybe a Christian nationalist.
And yes. And wants to take women's rights away, health productive rights. Again, government sticking the nose into people's rights.
Yeah, and most people in Wisconsin don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
We need a cheerleader who's, well, honestly, there's a part of me that thinks we could use a Lee Dreyfus.
Absolutely.
We need a cheerleader. You said that to Jim Schmidt. You ever thought about running for governor? Why did you say that? I mean, why did you say that?
Because I was inspired.
Right, because he was cheerleading.
And I thought it was interesting he didn't say no.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim Cullen taught me, former state senator Tim Cullen, Democrat, said years ago, he said, Todd, if you ever ask a politician a question, anything other than a yes is a no, and anything other than a no is a yes.
Well, you know what I found most interesting about that interview was when he said, when he started as chancellor, he spent the first 50 days going to the 50 biggest employers in the Chippewa Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Why are our politicians? Don't even hold town halls anymore.
No, they don't want to talk to
Howard
people.
Howard Markline never shows up in his district.
Or he doesn't say anything when he does. He sits there like a toad on a log.
Spend some time, instead of giving all the answers and thinking you're a know-it-all because you wanted to be somebody like Scott Walker since Badger Boys State, go listen to people.
Yeah. Exactly.
People in Wisconsin, common sense.
Speaking of people, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Carmella in Milwaukee, I understand. I apologize. You've been holding a long, long time. I'm sorry for that. Carmella, welcome to the show. What have you got for Trigvy?
Mostly I wanted to talk about the uncommitted vote. I'm very confused by it. Not necessarily Wisconsin, but I know that other states actually had it on their ballot. And I also know that they're going to be sending party delegates to the Democratic National Convention in August. I don't know how that's possible. It got on the ballot. I don't know how they can send delegates. And what effect is it going to have? I had more to it, but I know you don't have much time. So.
No, I think it's a great question. It's a great question. I will tell you, I'm not an expert on Democratic convention rules. But. What I will tell you, maybe you can ask Ben or somebody to come on and
Matt
talk
Flynn,
about it,
somebody like
Matt
that.
Flynn. Yep. But what I can tell you is voters on the left need to understand, the ones who are trying to express displeasure with Joe Biden, you have two choices. One is Donald Trump, and the other is Joe Biden. Those are the only two real choices. One of those two people will be the next president of the United States. That means you have a choice between democracy and the ability to disagree and to try and have the kinds of disputes, the kinds of discussions to change policy that you want. Mm. If you care about that, you're going to vote for Joe Biden, even if you don't agree with him all the time. I agree with Joe Biden maybe 20% of the time. I will vote for Joe Biden because I believe in that. If you want autocracy and dictatorship and none of what you agree in, you care about the Palestinian state, if you really think that Donald Trump is going to tell Netanyahu, no, you can't, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It would be the worst thing that ever happened to the Palestinians. That is your choice. And so all these people who are voting uncommitted and, oh, we want to prove something or whatever, you are making the exact same mistake that Democrats and progressives made that cost Hillary Clinton the election. And look at what you got. And look at what America and the world got. That will be on you.
Amen. 855-752-4842. Great last caller for the show, Rico. Thanks for joining us, Rico. In Rock County, what to you?
Hey, how you guys doing today? You know, this...
Always better with you, Rico. Go ahead.
This drunken Von Dorkin, he's really getting on my nerves. I got a bone to pick with this guy. First up, listen, now... Do we have any damn proof that this guy really is a Navy SEAL? Has anybody
I don't know of any. I'm taking his word.
Really? Well, I'm not. This is why I say this, Todd. I've got a serious problem with this guy. I'm sick of him. I'm done with him. I'm tired of him messing with my Wisconsin friends over there in the 3rd District. And I'm telling you what I'm going to do. Do we know how tall he is? Do we have any kind of weight on this guy? Do we have any kind of credentials on his physical size?
Why do you ask?
Does anybody know that? Can you take a guess? Can you take a guess?
No, I can't.
I've never even seen this idiot up close and personal. Here's why. Here's why I asked, Todd. Because, see, I'm an old Pop Warner football boy, see. I never amounted to a whole lot because my mom and dad got a divorce and I couldn't afford the pads anymore, so I had to relegate myself to wrestling. All you needed was a pair of shoes.
Yeah, 20 seconds, Rico.
I did take state. I'll challenge this Van Orton. I will kick his butt promotional-wise for Civic Media.
Thanks, Rico. What a way to end it. Thanks to Melody C. Kosh, Luke Mathers, Melissa K., and Trigby Olson. We'll see you in Green Bay tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you later. What makes Wisconsin great? Rico.
Keep banging on, banging on your drum.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, come join us. We'll be celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza due to Israeli airstrikes, President Biden in a call with his